My journal entry for July 4, 2026. I'm dreaming of a faraway country, not so much my own holiday on this day, but of the holy day. I've journaled a lot lately. Is it becoming a habit? We'll see. Today, Jesus compares Peter and John. He loves them both so much for different reasons. I'm amazed by this, to think he loves me too. I wonder what those reasons are. I think I am more like John, if only there were two types. When I was little, my dad called me lover boy. I remember vaguely some of that exuberant innocence. I, like John, tend to be a dreamer too. But where did it go? It was lost and became every form of lust, which did not disgust me or even others. Let's just call it the love of the world. I want to be like John. Another John that will never be. In that case, I want to be what God wanted me to be from all eternity when He created me. I believe that I can with His help, the help of this word. If I read and keep reading Maria's work, I will read him say, "For my word is life," over and over again, an experience to die for. I am anonymous.
The Notebooks, 1943. September 28. Jesus says,
"We have an example of limited faith and of the consequences it brings in Peter. Peter, in the heaviness of his being, not yet inflamed by the Holy Spirit and not confirmed by my immolation, which would descend upon him as upon all, for I greatly loved my generous, impulsive, and also so human Peter, in whom there were so many gifts and so much humanity, a real specimen of the good man in human terms who, to become holy, needs to join his goodness to the goodness of God. Peter had not accepted my word completely. His great love for me, and this absolved him of every sin, itself led him to refuse those truths involving blood which I announced to him as reserved for me. Lord, may this never be," he had once said. And even if after my reproach he had not repeated it any more, within him his heart rebelled at the idea that his Lord could be reserved for such a horrendous fate, and that the reign of his king would have a mountaintop as its royal palace and a cross as a throne. John, on the other hand, accepted everything with his heart which was breaking into pieces, but also with the heart of a child, for whom the word of one who loves him is absolute truth. He bowed his head and his heart to the predictions of his Jesus and prepared himself, with absolute faithfulness in his life, to be faithful to the Master in the hour of the Passion as well. John, the pure loving believer, remained faithful. Peter, who wanted to assimilate from the truth those truths which seduced his spirit still too bound to the flesh, denied me, and his sin in that hour is a lack of courage, but also, and above all, a lack of faith. If he had believed in me most faithfully, he would have grasped that his Master was never so much a king, master, and lord, as ill that hour in which he appeared to be a common outlaw. I then reached the zenith of teaching, for I made my teaching no longer a theory, but a real fact. I then took up sovereignty over all those who had been, were, would be, and I put on the purple and the crown which I could not take up more splendidly, for the former was provided by the blood of a God, and the latter was the witness to the forcefulness which the love of God reaches for you, of God dying in martyrdom to remove men from eternal martyrdoms. I then took on again my full, complete role as Lord of heaven and earth, for only the Lord of heaven could give satisfaction to the Lord God, and only the Lord of the earth could cancel out the earth's sin, and as Lord of life and death, for I commanded life to return into you and death not to kill any more. I am speaking of the life and death of the Spirit, for in my sight only what is Spirit has value. Thrice blessed are those who are truly able to believe in me, always, whatever happens and in whatever light it appears. For if an appearance rises like a rough black wall to frighten your souls, always consider that behind the obstacle which does not last long, God, His light, and His truth are always the same and equally active in regard to you. Consider this, with all your heart and your mind, and you will know how to act as true disciples of mine. In acting this way, you will possess the truth, and the truth, which will reside as life at the core of your being, will lead you to life.